Still comprehend the scriptures and come up with says the tongues appeared to be tongues of fire. It wasn't burning tongues of fire that would burn, but you know, appeared as tongues of fire. And it's not unusual for the Lord to use fire as an example, is it? When he first appeared to Moses as a burning bush, right? And remember, the bush didn't want to see, was it? So it's probably similar to this. Having to leave the Israelites. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And here's an example saying that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues. And if you don't speak in tongues, you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, by the way, tongues here, the word Greek here for us, glossolalia. And it means a language or a language not naturally acquired. See other examples as we do our study of Acts of being filled with the Holy Spirit, like Paul was filled with the Spirit and the scales fell from his eyes. We'll see that later on. You know, there's other examples like that. Speaking of tongues, yes, indeed, one manifestation, one example of being filled with the Holy Spirit, but it's not the only one. It's not like you, if you don't speak in tongues, you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit. That's not true. Acts 7. Examples, and quite frankly, I think are more important than speaking in tongues. That one represents being filled with the Holy Spirit. What we'll see here is that right here, he's filled with the Holy Spirit, he speaks boldly the word of God. You know, to be out there, not just one up here, but to be anywhere in our lives and be able to speak boldly about Jesus Christ and over here, that's it. You're filled with the Holy Spirit to do that, right? To me, that's more important than speaking in tongues. And that last one, like the gift of helps or the gift of administration, or any of the gifts, including tongues, some are not more than others, right? This one, I would pray that we would all have. One, maybe to me, maybe possibly the greatest showing or sign of the being full of the Holy Spirit is being able to show without stressing or without being an issue the love of God to others. Just to let the love of God flow through you. To me, that's probably the greatest example of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because we're all flesh, and we know, even though the mission of the Holy Spirit is closest to us, we don't have a lot of time. We don't have time to tell everyone, right? How much more so our enemies, or those that just can't wait to get out of our presence, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, those that if you're thinking of something right now, that's probably who you could experience this love for. Examples of being filled with the Holy Spirit is showing the love of Christ, especially to those that from our flesh we deeply don't deserve. We'll see as we continue our study of Acts some examples. And notice the same the Spirit gave them, as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm not trying to pronounce it, the word for utterance is about this long, it's about 15 letters. I both didn't know why. It means to enunciate plainly or to declare. Spirit didn't speak through them. It gave them the ability to speak these different languages. Languages they had never known before. Verse 5. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout This made me think of this term "whale of women." Made me think of a Korean who wrote the most powerful women. The sound of women, this loud noise, one sounding noise, pushed, I don't know, hundreds, probably thousands of people from all over the world in far away, but continues to be back for passing around and Pentecost. Some of them stayed. speculation. Peter is quoting Joel here and saying that he's a promised Holy Spirit from the beginning here, the day of Pentecost, that we read about 38 times until our Lord's return. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you. Continue. Get this. I like this. And the thing that's so fascinating, and the apostle said this morning. No coincidences. Just look for God working.